Hey.
Who's that?
Yeah, want to make
reservations on your computer machine, please.
You want to book it online?
No, I'm going to book it online. What are you talking about? I'm on the phone with you now, right? What, you trying to make me not do your work for you? I don't do your work for you. I pay you good money to do that. I don't get paid to sit there on the internet and fucking make my own reservations. Make my reservations for me. What's your job? What do you do there, huh? Are you the janitor?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Duly noted, phone lady. Hello, everybody. Madhouse Radio back on the air. All right. October the 29th.
What came with that?
It's Halloween Eve. Halloween Eve. Excuse me. There's Milkman, everybody. Milkman, if you're wondering where he was at.
Mi hermanito, Carlito hermano.
How to do,
big brother? How's your week been, man?
Yeah, we all get it.
How to do, Milkman? How to do, Tuck? They're both here. Tuck's website is tuckermike.com. Milkman doesn't have a website, unfortunately. Milkman, where can you send people to go?
I do. MadhouseLive.com.
Yay! Good answer. You get a gold star.
That's
for that.
Right.
Milkman on the board with one gold star already, everybody. Kokanee's also in studio. Kokanee's busy doing his transcendental meditation. Kokanee was in a car accident, and then he crashed his car into a
security facility.
Kokanee crashed his car into a tree, and the tree fell on top of a moving train.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's fucking bad luck right there.
Yeah, but the tree was okay.
The tree's okay. The tree survived. All right, they were able to save the tree. Thank God.
Bases are loaded and Casey's at bat.
I'm see-through Clay agreeing that Milkman needs a website so people can download stuff. Alright. We got numbers here coming in from Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser is the man, the prank call guy, the confirmationer, I should say. Thank you.
Yeah, good man. The numbers hit man.
The numbers hit man. I would like to call some of these international numbers we've been doing just to have fun. Definitely not China, but we had fun with some of those Iranians last week. Wow, and that one place has got pretty hostile towards me. And Hollywood Vanya got a chance to talk to them as his female voice, Summer Big Johnson. And that went well, I think. Milkman, tell the people something. Who's died lately?
Water of Life.
What's in the news, Milkman?
Oh, my goodness. What's the news? Oh, man, Soupy Sales is dead, but that's old news. Kung Fu died, and he died with his penis tied around his neck. And there's also a lot of excitement coming up here this weekend. That's right. Trick or treat. Smell Carlito's feet. That's right. Halloween, man.
Halloween, of course, yeah.
It's a holiday here at the Madhouse.
Milkman, that's your birthday. You're excited about your birthday. Happy birthday to Milkman on Saturday then, right? What time were you born? What time were you born on Halloween?
What time was I born?
Yeah.
10:30 a.m.
I think I've heard, like, people, like, depending on the hour you're born even now, they're actually predicting your future. So I think we should find out and see how well come out, you know, how well you've come to at this point.
It says that I am going to be part of a successful Madhouse Live crew right here on your favorite Bat channel.
It also says you're going to get into a horrible car accident at age 82. So, and you're 81.
No. That's Kokanee. That's not me. Uh-huh. I'm only 87 years old,
that's
buddy.
Right. All right, folks. So, Chris says, yay for the tree. Brendan says, I smell like rice and beans. You're all motherfuckers, is what I say. Motherfuckers. All of you. Even Tuck. Tuck, the biggest. Biggest of them. Motherfucker. That's important later on in the show.
Thank you.
Remember that, motherfucker. Remember that what I just said. That's important later in the show, and you will find out why next on Madhouse Radio. Who's Andre Nicotina? Someone in the chat room. Sean O'Carl? Sean Orkel.
Sean Norcal.
That sounds too fancy. I don't like that. I turned the fucking ringer off, bitch. I didn't.
Oh, there's Cayenne calling already.
Evil Twin. Hey, what's going on there? You do producing? You do producing or consulting? What's the deal? And what took so long to pick up the phone when I called in?
Who is this?
Mrs. Valente. What took? Why so many rings when I call in?
It rang twice.
No, it rang more than twice for me. It rang like five times. What's the big deal?
It rang twice here. I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Valente, I said already. You got something to write with? Or do I have to keep repeating the same things over and over again? What's your name?
Valente? My name is Shane.
How do you spell that? I'm writing this down on my papers.
I'm sorry.
You know, don't spell it, you fool. Let me speak to whoever's in charge over there, please.
I am in charge.
Well, obviously you're like a kid, so who's the oldest person there then?
I don't have time to speak to the interns.
Thank you.
I'm not an intern, I'm a partner.
Well, put me through to the other partner then, because I already had it with you. I command you to put him on.
If you don't tell me what you're calling about in about 5 seconds, I'm going to hang up the phone.
I'm calling about the piece on the fleet, that's what. I'll put him on the line.
The piece on the fleet?
Yes, put him on the line.
There is no...
Thank you. Thank you.
Company,
thank you.
Bye.
Call him right back. I don't play. The piece on the fleet.
He was rude.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't rude, he was.
That was all him.
Is it now? I'm surprised to your wishes.
That's all me. Alright, now I turn the fucking ringer off.
Fucking ass song. Hate that fucking song.
Productions.
Playing some real music around here, huh?
Sorry?
Playing some real music around here, huh? Is that what you're doing?
Hold on a second. I'm going to put you on with somebody else.
Wow, thank you. I've only been asking for that for the last 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, okay,
go ahead. I'll wait. Transfer me, please. Thank you. Well, smart with the mouth, that kid. Who is this?
Who's this?
I specifically asked not to talk to a woman. So who am I speaking with, and please transfer me to the owner?
All right, you have a nice night.
No. I command you not to hang up the phone.
Who is this?
This is Valente.
Who's Valente?
This kid on the you got on the phone, that intern guy? He's a little smart with the mouth, isn't he?
Who is this?
This is Valente.
And how can I help you?
I'm calling about the piece on the fleet.
The what?
The piece on the fleet.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The Valente fleet, you guys are going to do a piece on it, and this asshole kid over there got to answer the phone, is acting like a dumbass. Doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay, how can I help?
Listen, you fucking cunt. Where's the fucking papers, and where's the fucking tape? Right now, tell me right now where the master tapes are.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Woman!
He's a fucking C-word or something. I don't know. God, shut up already.
What the hell about?
He's just too happy.
Oh, man. She didn't like that too much.
Peace on the fleet.
He's rather saucy, wouldn't you say?
I'm intrigued.
Like I said, it all makes sense in the end. Until I finish this song, cause the rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme goes on. I got a roast that's not going to be ready for like another fucking 30 minutes, I think. And I'm so angry because I think the woman of the house should be cooking.
Yummy.
Woman of the house
that
should cook.
Pot roast?
Yeah. Pot roast, no.
Ooh, carrots, potatoes, onions.
It's a pork roast. Ooh. It's a pork roast, you dummy. All right, we're going to call
it. Ooh, that's even better.
Oh, man, yeah, I like to put my dick in the pork roast when it's raw. Yeah.
Where are you calling?
Iran so far away. Couldn't get away.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, don't say that fucking Muslim shit to me. Who is this? Huh? America.
Defami.
I command you to speak English now, monkey. Shut up. American English now.
Well, I insulted him. Nice and insultive. They don't speak English at that place.
That the
goal? Yeah, no, but I mean, it's funny when they get into a whole argument with me like they did last week. Now, of the hotels last week, which
could be a new Sam there if we worked on him.
Maybe. Perhaps. Isn't him saying all salam alaikum when he answers the phone? All right, let's see if it was this one here. Tehran. Yeah, I think it's this one here, the Tehran Egelhab. That's the one. I feel good. I think this is the ones.
Shut up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Jerk. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, this is the Jerk.
Yes, it is Mr. Angela Hudson.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I'm calling. I'm calling about my reservations, you jerk.
Okay, please waiting.
Please waiting for what? Turn on your computer machine right now, sir, you monkey.
Yes?
Yes, your computer machine. Where is it?
I'm talking to reception, my friends.
Yes, and okay,
but
now. Oh, do you have your computer machine there? What you're running on, that Windows 95? Hello? Reservations. Reservation.
Hello?
Reservation.
Reservation, which day are you coming?
Immediately.
Which day you reserve?
Immediately. I'm coming down there to seize your assets. You understand?
No. I'm sorry. Which day you reserve for, you say?
Uh-huh. For tomorrow.
You want to reserve?
Yes.
Which day?
Tomorrow, stupid.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, tomorrow. I'm sorry. This time is nobody reservation present.
Are you... Wait a minute. After are you doing this because I'm American? Are you racist? Huh?
Hmm? Time is now 6 o'clock in the morning.
No.
After 9 o'clock, you call me.
Fuck you. Turn on your computer right now.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, asshole.
You're welcome.
What a dummy. Fuck you, you're welcome. I love Iran.
28 mouth.
Alright, so which one was that one there? And the rest happened in China, so it must have been one of those. But that guy wasn't there tonight. Remember there was a lady and everything, and they were all together trying to look up vagina on the computer? And he got upset because I said, what did I tell him, like, yeah, your computer, you don't have computers in Iran, this is a third world country. He was complaining to Hollywood about that when he called the second time. He was like, I don't know why your husband is so angry. And he called me saying, get fucking reservation. And he said that we don't have computers. He said something like that. It was funny. It was a hoot.
Hey, jerk off. What's going on over here, my reservations, huh?
Moment.
Asshole. You heard that attitude of his? You heard him? Yes, hello, speak up.
Hello.
I command you to speak higher, in a louder voice.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Hello, sir.
What is your name, jerk?
This is the Salal Hotel. May I help you?
Yeah, I understand. And you people screwed up my reservations again, so I want your name and your badge number, and I'm going to have you fired. You understand? You're going to have no job.
Oh, you want to book the room, yeah?
No, I wanted to book a room, and you people messed it up again. You understand?
Okay. Is it possible to call me back after 7 o'clock?
No.
Because the reservation desk is closed right now.
No, open it right now.
Because the reservation desk is closed.
I command you. I command you in the name of the United... Listen! I command you in the name of the United States of America to open the reservation desk right now. Chip, chip.
Right now, open the reservation desk?
You.
I'm sorry, sir. They're not here right now.
You know what you are? You're
come to the hotel after 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, sir. They're not here right now. They are not here.
You're a dog. I will go...
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm going to take my sandals off and hit you in the face with them. You understand what I'm saying? Hmm? This is disrespectful to you,
yes,
right?
But I'm sorry, sir. I can't hear you. Open, do you know, I don't know what we're talking about, but is it possible
listen.
Back to call after 7 o'clock?
Listen, my shoes. You know my shoes?
Your shoes?
Yes.
Your shoes what?
You kiss my shoes.
Uh.
Why didn't he like the shoe joke? I don't get it.
That's a very disrespectful thing. It shows, like, I think, isn't it, like, very disrespectful to hit someone with your shoe? Isn't that, like, the biggest insult over there?
Yeah, it's like a big insult.
Throw them. Yeah, you're supposed to throw them at him.
Throw them, man. Or hit him. Hit him with the shoe or throw them, yeah. I told him to kiss him. That's even worse.
You take off your shoes where you go into the mosque and wash your little feetsies, too. So it's a big deal with the feet.
I told him to kiss the shoes.
After crossing your legs and having your shoes pointed out can get you killed.
That's right. That's true. Is it really?
And if you're wearing a fake leg, they even make you take off that fake foot, too.
I cross my legs and point my feet out all the time. That's not good. Well, that's just comfortable to me. It doesn't mean anything, right? Right.
Okay, faggot.
All right.
It's not mentally.
Oh well, I don't know. No wonder people look at me. No wonder my mom never wanted me to do that. Give me just a moment here, folks. Next prank call of the night is up. Yes, hello. You're gonna kiss my shoes now?
Who's this?
This is Valente. I want you to kiss my shoes. I want you to put your big lips on my shoes and kiss them. And take a picture of you kissing my shoes. I'll look at the picture. Looking at the picture right now. She hung up.
I don't know where the fuck that came from or where it was going, but that's where it went. She thought it was funny. She had a good old time with it. Until I got horny about it. I was all horny. All right, cool.
So you're going to show up in the panty dropper.
The panty dropper. Anyway, let's see what else we got. We got the hotel in Iran. Let's give them a call. Fresh from Lonesome Loser, everybody.
Thank you for calling Hotel Tehran. Please hold for our representative.
They hate us so much. Why they got people speaking English when they call?
Please wait a moment.
I have English computer machines. Well, didn't we call a place last week that the whole music was like that? They need another.
Yeah.
Is that
Iranian music?
Yeah. What was that? I'm trying to remember which one that was. That was funny. The guy's like, please hold. Hey, asshole, how you doing?
Hello.
Jerk.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, where are my shoes?
Yes.
My shoes!
Your shoes in my pocket.
Your shoes in my shoes in your pocket? Huh? Because I hit you with my shoes and I made you kiss my shoes and my feet. Like a dirty dog pig that you are.
Is it the time to bother any someone, right?
What? Yeah, you wanna mess with me? Huh? I'm an important person.
Likes kissing you. Likes kissing you.
What?
Dog's kissing me?
I like kissing you.
What did he say? No, seriously, now I'm kind of scared. Did he give me a curse or something? I think he says that dogs are kissing me.
What?
Yeah, I think he said dogs are kissing me. Let's call him back and find out. Yeah. Nothing wrong with calling back, right? We got that right. This is America.
Yeah.
We call people back in America, bitch.
Hello, America here.
Want some Parmesan cheese.
Sorry, no one is available to answer the call. To leave a message, press 1. To enter another extension, 2. Welcome to the general delivery mailbox. Please leave a message at the tone.
Muhammad is a gay. There we go.
It's true, he was a gay. I heard KDK says that. KDK says, KDK was on a show. He said, I don't know if you know, but everybody, but Jesus was a gay and Muhammad was a gay. He said that one time. No, he didn't. I don't know. That'd be funny if he did. That'd be a funny rant. If you went off going off about how people are gay.
Muhammad was a pedophile.
Moses was a gay. Muhammad was a pedophile. Yeah, he probably was. Probably was.
He married a 9-year-old girl.
Yep. All right, we got another hotel in Iran. Let's give them a call. Let's see what's up. See what the deal is with Iran. Why are they so angry? We're nice people, right? Not me. All right, everybody. Who are we calling here?
My servant is 30.
Let's do it.
pardon.
Hey, how you doing there, big guy? Hello?
Okay. You just need, American, I don't need to be scared of Carlito. I'm not even American. I'm Puerto Rican. Well, this is called Lovejoy Ranch B&B.
Boricua.
Yeah, let's count the word sleep.
6:20 in the morning in Tehran.
It's what 20? 6:20?
No, 6:20.
6:20. Nice. We should call him at 4:20 one time. Oh, that reminds me. Remind me of that. Remind me of what I just said.
Important news. Breaking news.
Hello.
Hey, old lady. How you doing, big girl? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to know the secret in your sauce.
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, is this the barbecue woman?
No, it's not.
What do you do there? You watch TV? What's with old women just laughing at me tonight? They love me. Oh, you're so funny.
You're just a funny looking guy. You're a comedy man.
Cyan Pranks making a complaint here, everybody. We got breaking news. Cyan Pranks says, dude, chill out with the gay bashing stuff. This is the first time I've listened tonight in a while, and you scared me off. Oh, man.
Hey.
Who?
I don't know who this guy is. I never heard of this guy before. Cyan Pranks? No, I'm kidding. I know who he is. Well, Cyan, you know what? You're a prank caller. You got to roll with the punches. What's your fucking problem? You people all the time with this. I'm just fucking joking around here. God damn it. We're doing a fucking prank call show. I can't sit here and make fun of ethnic people and sexual orientations. Jesus Christ. What is your fucking problem, kid? You want to call and make spick jokes? Go ahead.
How
I don't give a fuck.
How are you offended if we're making prank calls?
God damn it, man.
Be proud if you're queer.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. Enough of that. Enough of you. Don't listen then. You're banned.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to get you people in check. I heard that all the gays that got married, they're already getting divorced. There's 3 divorces already in California. Milkman, did you hear about that? About the gays getting divorced? He's probably upset that
yeah,
I called Muhammad
Chris had a divorce.
Yeah. Rose is getting a divorce too. Apparently. He's probably upset that I said that Muhammad is a gay, because that's really bad. That's a low blow. Alright, cool, man, you're right. You're my bad. I'll take that back, alright? Yeah, it's that's me taking it back right there. Alright. Now the gays are mad. We're gonna get banned. We're never make it to Hollywood now, Milkman. Good job.
Hey.
Oh, fuck. Forget that. Forget the Madhouse movie we're planning for 2012. We're blackballed. Blacklisted.
I guess it won't be filmed in the Bay Area, huh?
I guess not. Scratch that. Big chase scene in the Bay Area, no more. The final fight climax in Key West, out of here. No way. All right, so I was going to say, ladies and gents who are listening right now, we got a breaking news announcement. All right, so in January is my last semester at school, and unfortunately, the only time that I can take a particular class, it ends at 9:30 p.m. on Thursday. So, I think it's smart to say we got an option is now to choose another night and another time to start the show, either temporarily, and if it works out, we can stick to it on a permanent basis. But it would be for about 5 months, starting in the beginning of January. So what do you think? What are your thoughts? What do you think? I'm thinking Tuesdays at 8 p.m. That's my... I like that idea. What do you guys think? Well, how does that work with your schedule, Milkman and Tuck? Tuesdays, Eastern, 8 p.m.
Yeah, that sounds like a good schedule, man.
All right. Kokanee, how do you feel about that? How would that work for you? You listen to the show a lot. Would you be working still?
I think Tuesdays are good. I can arrange for Tuesdays just like Thursdays off.
There you go. But 8 p.m., because I'm thinking not starting at 10 anymore. I'm thinking going earlier. Like 8 p.m. Maybe doing 8 to 12.
Yeah,
or
we can catch some a lot of West Coast calls that are still in business day.
Yeah, that's true, Milkman, because if we start doing pranks on the West Coast at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's 5 p.m. on the West Coast. So, and in Hawaii, it's 4 p.m.,
yeah,
right? Or in Alaska, it's 3 p.m. still. So, that does open up a lot of opportunities there, you know? So, I'm thinking. Justin says Sunday. No, Sunday doesn't work for me. Fridays. Fridays don't work for me. I don't want to. Athena wouldn't be happy if we had we couldn't do Fridays. Nunu's very excited about 8 p.m. because I.
Plus, Zolar is always entertaining on Fridays.
Well, Zolar's off until January. He's not going to be. He said he's not coming back until after the holidays. He's going to start his shows again. That's what he says. What when says Fridays or Saturdays?
Thing again?
We can't do Saturdays because
he won't make it a whole month.
A lot of our listeners listen to KDK on Saturday, so I don't want to alienate them at all. I want them to be able to listen to whatever they want to listen to.
This would be bombed.
Yeah, that's true. So Fridays would be good. That's 6 of my time. Chris is at 6 his time. Okay, all right, whatever. I'm thinking 8 p.m. sounds good. So Tuesdays at 8, what's our other options? Wednesdays? I think I have a class on Wednesday also. I don't think that's going to work. Yeah. Sean is saying that he gets my show on the T-Mobile G1. What are you using for it? I got a G1 here right in front of me. What app are you using? I was trying to find a good Shoutcast app, but I couldn't really figure one out. Let me know what you're using, what's working. I'd like to know. I definitely would like to know. I love my G1, dude. And I was looking at the stuff today for the new Verizon has the Android phone coming out called Droid. Oh my god, dude. It's like it's way better than any of the other Android phones right now, cuz it actually has decent hardware in it. So it can run the OS very well. It doesn't stutter, it doesn't chop. So I'm wishing I was a Verizon customer. I would love to get that phone. Nindu says that I go out cottaging on Fridays. Thank you. All right, so I think we're looking at, well, we still have a lot of time to make that decision. I think most importantly, we got to check with Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser, let me know what your schedule's like, because it would suck not doing the show without you. I don't know if 8 p.m. is too early for him. I'll definitely go at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday as opposed to 8. That means that we'd have Lonesome Loser around. So let me know, homeboy. iPhone has a good Shoutcast app, Wentwin says. I'm sure they do. They're slowly, all the apps are slowly, finally starting to make it over to Android. There was a push to make like an iPhone app emulator for Android, so you could take any iPhone app and run it on Android, but apparently it hit some legal barriers and that's not going to work. So that kind of sucked. That was kind of exciting when I heard about that, but unfortunately it's not to be. What I really want is a serious radio app for Android. They've got it for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. It's time to bring it to Android. Bring it home to Android so I can listen to my Howard Stern on my G1. All right, folks, let's do another prank call. Let's see what else we got here. Oh yeah, dude, I was spending a lot of time. Well, I forgot to mention this last weekend, or last week. Last weekend was the last weekend of, what was it? On Sirius, the Money Python channel. They had 10 days of the Money Python channel celebrating 40 years of Money Python, I think.
Oh,
it was.
Shit.
Yeah, oh, dude, yeah. It was awesome. 24/7 Money Python skits and interviews.
So
and songs.
They documentary running last week on IFC.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they did? Okay, cool. I'll have to try to find
it. We're one of the 30 stations on the Comedy Radio app for G1.
Are we really? Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Sean just reported that.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? Hang on. I'm going to add it right now, as a matter of fact. Let me get on my G1 right here and see it. Let's see how it works.
Good find there, Sean. Hey.
Yeah, good luck. Let us know. That stuff, I'll put that on the website. I'm redesigning the website. It's about 50% done. It'll be a lot nicer soon.
How do we swing that?
I don't know.
Somebody obviously has good taste.
Yeah, obviously somebody out there. Well, hey, look, I mean, I've got an Android phone, so obviously I have good taste. All right, let's see here. It's called what? The Comedy... Comedy... Where'd it go? What's it called? Help me. I lost it in the chat. Comedy Radio. Comedy Radio app. All right. Searching. And searching. There are no matches in Android market for the search Comedy Radio. Well, now I'm confused. All right. Help me out with that there because that didn't show up. I've had the app for almost a year. Yeah, see, he said
that. Let's see if we can get a URL from him.
Yeah, that's not really a URL. Just let me know what to search for in the market. I don't think they got you can't like do a URL for the Android market. It's on your phone, dude. I can't just search it online. It's not what I'm doing. I'll look up Shoutcast again. Maybe I'll see it if I do that. Anyway, let's do some prank calls, everybody. Chris wants us to do his number. I didn't know you sent one in. Let me see. Chris sent in a number for a random number he found on the floor of his room and have no idea what it is. Oh my god, man. You're always something else, aren't you? You know it's some bullshit here.
Because Comedy Radio is what you look for.
I did. I did comedy radio. Did I come on? All right, let me look here. Droid Live. Stream Live Radio. Ant Player Radio. Nagare. Rockin' Droid Light. That's a new one. Never saw that one before. There's a lot more of them this time around that I'm looking. I haven't looked in a few months. I hacked my my G1. I put a different build on it. It's much nicer. You should look into that there, Sean. It's not hard to do at all. Nagari, Rock and Roll, no, Tune Wiki, no. No,
what
no.
Going to tell us about the 420 breaking news. Is that what the schedule changed?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what I had to talk about. Because you guys were talking about phone, you know, about times and stuff like that. So that's what it was. So I don't know. Is it bad news? It might be good news. I think it might be nice to bring this fucking earlier, you know? Be nice.
And yeah, we got a UK numbers in the hatch.
UK numbers. I don't know. From last week, I might have some.
But it's an hour earlier. There's been a time change.
What time is it there now, then? So it's 2 a.m.?
How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on there, big girl?
Hey.
Hey, I want to get an order for them kebabs.
Okay.
Yeah? You guys got steak meats? What do you guys do down there?
What was that?
What kind of meats you do down there?
Well, we got teriyaki chicken.
Yeah.
Skewers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The half the chicken, the barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We do a lot of meats with the stir fries as well.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you put the stir fry on the kebab?
No. The chicken teriyaki skewers, the those are like the kebabs. They're sort of separate.
Is this halal meat?
No, we're a Thai restaurant.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're thinking about the Indian cuisine, right?
No, this is a kebab shack, right?
No, we're Sarika Thai now.
When you're in oh, man, really? So you're like,
yeah.
you don't have your face covered or anything? You're showing your hair?
What was that?
You're showing your hair and stuff?
Hair?
Yeah, like I can see your hair when I go down there?
We're Thai.
Ah, good answer.
That's nasty. That's sick. And they let you handle the food and you're a woman?
What was that?
They let you handle the food and you're a woman?
Yes.
Even when you're menstruating and stuff? Because you're not clean, right?
Okay.
Like when you're on your period, like are you
Is
touching
there anything
the food?
Else I can help you with?
Can you tell me if you're dirty right now or not? You're unclean?
Okay. Have your number on caller ID, so if you call back again, I'll call the police.
I'm blocking my number, ladies, so you don't know what my parents' number is, okay? So shut up.
Yeah, okay, don't call here no more.
Whatever.
You'll be in big trouble. Okay, thank you. Bye.
I'm gonna tell my mom that you lied.
In trouble.
Blah, blah, blah. All right. What else we got here?
Hey, where would I find sound effects at? I'm looking for a list of sound effects or something I can download.
Meatspin.com, as a matter of fact. It's a good site for that. I don't know if you've ever been there before.
Nah, man, I don't want no gay shit. Seriously, dude.
I don't know.
I'd love Milkman on the set. Fuck you, Milkman. Fuck you.
Yeah, Milkman.
It's a trap.
Is that the dead? I'm presuming that the dead is in there.
Who's this?
The dead.
Is that Dee Dee? I told him that they were asking about him earlier.
Yeah. It sounds just about like the dead, something the dead would say.
Aw, Deeders.
Oh, I'm excited about that. Let's call Fanny real quick, see if the meat's ready.
Meatspin.com.
This prank call brought to you by Meatspin.com.
Hello?
Hey, go check on that meat. Take the phone with you. Waiting on the meat status here, everybody. I'm telling you, meat. I'm all about meat tonight. I want to take a break, man. I got to take a break till there's meat. That's all I got to say. Big heavy meat.
Fucking Jesus, I told her to take the phone with it. Alright, everybody, breaking news, we have meat. Meat is ready. Meat is ready, so I'm going to take a break and eat some meat. When we come back, we'll have more prank calls.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah, he's a long-legged pimped up Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Taking the world by force.
98.6
ML.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box at a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
All right, we're back. Extra long break there, sorry. It was like 10 minutes. More than that. I was eating meat, so okay, I told you. You should have known. When you heard, oh, Carlita's going to eat meat. He says he's going to be gone for 5 minutes. That's like 5 minutes in Puerto Rican time.
It's
like 10 minutes. But I'll tell you what.
Belly full of meat. Yeah, money.
Oh, I got the itis. But I'm going to tell you something. That, you know what you do? Here's what you do, man, with your meat. I made this, you know, you take soy sauce, right? And then I take soy, I get a big
an
bowl.
Adobo?
No. I got a big bowl, right? And I put the roast in there, the meat that I'm going to be roasting. And I let it sit there with a little bit of olive oil and then soy sauce. And I put ginger in there, right? And a little bit of sea salt. Not too much because this soy is very salty. Leave it in there and in the fridge, and dude, that's a great marinade right there. It's a very Asian marinade. So you had an Asian roasted pork. Pretty good. Good stuff.
That sounds good, bro. Yummy, yummy.
Hey, next time I'm going to try, I'm going to do soy sauce with ginger and some onion peel. Onion peel. Fucking orange peel. I'm going to citrus it up a little bit. See what that does.
Put a little bit of sesame oil in with it too, bro. Now that is a real nice flavor.
Yeah. All right, sesame oil.
I got some breaking news for you, Hermano. Everybody out there in the chat room, 98.6 The Mouth.
What?
I got a message, and Sweet Kisses said that the baby poopers have opened their eyes now.
Didn't that happen 3 weeks ago?
No, they were born. That's when they were born. This is now that they've actually opened their eyes.
Oh, okay.
It was like 2 weeks ago. Was it? How long was it ago? 2 weeks ago, Baba?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, 10 more poopers, and now they've opened their eyes. Baby poopers.
Good deal. Well, good luck with her
and
selling them.
They'll be walking.
Yeah, that poor mama dog. That's gonna be it for it, right? You can't breed her anymore. That's enough. The poor dog's
gonna. Carlito wants to know if Bebe is going to the Bebe puppy parrot is going to have any more poopers after this.
Can't.
She said no.
All right, good. Poor
She's
thing.
Retired the pooper. Bebe is going into retirement, folks. So this is your last chance to get any baby poopers.
All right, folks, we got the Barnes Hotel in England, and we also have the Woodland Manor.
In Mancroft is Pooper.
I have no idea. Some kind of dog. Pooper dog. These dogs are shit all over the place.
Little animals with tails that sniff around and poop around, and they're cute, and they make a lot of noise.
Thank you for being so detailed.
Good point, Tuck.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing there, man? I want to speak to Nate.
Nobody hear that name.
Nate Nelson, put him on. I know you're hiding for him. I know you got some kind of front over there. Where are the panda bears at, huh? You got them in the back, in the case? Let them out, jerk off. Where are the panda bears at?
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
No, don't hang up, please. Sometimes if you ask them nicely, they don't hang up.
And why doesn't it give me the option to redial? Like, press 2 to do this. It never does that anymore, piece of shit.
Ugh. That was a shit call.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Fucking Matrix, yo.
Good morning, best of the long interview.
Fucking Matrix, yo. What's going on, big guy? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
Who's that?
Yeah, I want to make reservations on your computer machine, please.
You want to book it online?
No, I'm going to book it online. What are you talking about? I'm on the phone with you now, right? What, are you trying to make me not do your work for you? I don't do your work for you. I pay you good money to do that. I don't get paid to sit there on the internet and fucking make my own reservations. Make my reservations for me. What's your job? What do you do there, huh? Are you the janitor? Hello?
How can I help you?
What do you do? What's your job there, sir?
I'm the assistant night manager.
Uh-huh. So what's going on that you don't like to take reservations? You don't like business?
I didn't say I don't... Would you like to book a room?
Yeah, but do I have to go to the internet to do it?
No, you can book it by phone with me if you want.
Listen, why didn't you change all your clocks back?
Excuse me?
An allegation has been received that the left one at the wrong time. You left one of the clocks at the wrong time there, apparently. Did you change all the clocks? Hey, manager, monkey boy. You listen? Hello, monkey. Donkey. Listen.
Excuse me, but... Why are you so insulting me?
Because you're not answering my questions and I'm getting upset. I'm rude. I'm American and I get angry, donkey.
Okay, I'm not going to continue with this.
Listen, you know what you are? You're a chair because I sit on you. I fart. Sit down on you and I fart on you like a chair. Like a nasty chair. That's what you
good
are.
Good night, sir. Have a good night.
You're a chair in a funeral home where the old people sit.
That was fun. Why are you insulting me? I'm going to be more insultive. And that's a good idea, Nunu, that you're sending in about the clock machines not being set right. Very good idea. So we change our clocks on Saturday, everybody. Woo!
This is weird because I'm so used to not changing clocks, man.
Oh, that's right. In the
For
Virgin
years,
Islands.
Man, in the Caribbean, we never change them, man.
Fastest Rage Against the Machine ever. Incredible asking. We don't know. The video feed, it should be back up soon. I just gotta throw the fucking widget back up on the website, man. For now. I just haven't had a chance to put it back up there.
I got those mints that Kokanee found there online. That's pretty interesting. You gonna try those with the old lady, or...
Alright, turn us here. We're gonna call next. Let's see here. Who do we call next?
You got a UK number?
UK numbers? I think I do. I'm pretty sure I do. Well, we got the ones that he's sending in now. We could try to call another one of those hotels. The asses is closed. Alright, now he wants us to call his brother, is it now? He gets mad easy. What's your brother's name? Your horse's ass? You donkey?
Is he gay too?
Yeah, I got him. I'm seeing him. I'm ready to call him, but you gotta tell me what the fucking guy's name is, donkey.
Brotherly love. Hey.
Brotherly love. Brotherly lust. They've probably seen each other naked a few times. Alright, well, while he works on that and giving me his name, we're gonna call him. Yay. Rage Against the Machine night tonight. Second half of the show, apparently.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yes, hello. I was calling because I was interested in seeing how you were doing and just calling in to see how things were and how you're doing. And you know, just to see generally how things are going down there and see how you all are doing over there. I hope everyone's doing. And I hope I see how's it going also and how you're doing. So just let me know. Give me a call back and let me know what for is. Thanks. Bye.
Nice message though here in the morning in a little bit.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah. I love tea. I love fucking iced tea so much. You're from the South, Tuck. I know you like tea also, you little monkey.
Well, you're in something. There's more stuff in your eye, am.
Well, I'm not. Florida is not a South.
What you are?
Well, it's like geographically, perhaps, but when it comes
right.
to like...
Okay, then. Blah.
When it comes to the culture and the intelligence.
Your my facts are correct.
I don't think so.
The necks just aren't as red down in Florida.
Yeah.
I think so.
There's a lot of people live down... There's more people from here that live, you know, that are from up north in the Midwest and shit than are rednecks. Like, deep south, like where you're from.
And we got fucking Miami. It's like a fucking international haven. They say that Atlanta's the capital of the South. That's bullshit. Miami's the capital of the South, man. If anything, it's the biggest city in the South. What's bigger, Miami or Atlanta? It's got to be Miami, right? How come Miami's never had the Olympics? Fuck. The fuck is up with that? We didn't talk about that in our hiatus. Chicago didn't get the Olympics, man. It went to Rio. That's fucking nuts.
Too many Cubans.
Yeah, good point. What a fucking joke, though. Atlanta got the Olympics and Miami's never had it.
So what we got? Kevin. All right. Lancashire, England. Let's give Kevin a call. See how Southern Bob's doing.
All right, Lancashire, yeah.
Wankershire.
That's right next door to where Nunu lives. You know, Nunu's from Wankershire.
You're from San Francisco, Milkman. What's that about? You're from gay world. It's the anti-gay show.
Hello?
Hi. It's the anti-gays. Hello, Kevin. Can I speak with Mr. please?
Who's calling?
No, Mr. You're a woman. Right?
Yeah, who is that?
Are you a woman or a man?
Yeah, who is calling?
This is Valente. I need to speak to Mr. Smith, and you sound feminine to me, so I don't know if I should be talking to you, right?
I'm Mrs. Smith, who's calling?
This is Valente.
1 minute.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Hey, it's Valente. How you doing, Kevin?
Who's that?
This is Valente.
Who's Valente?
Valente, yeah, I was calling because you forgot to set your clocks back.
What are you talking about?
I'm calling from the National Clock Association, the National Maritime Clock Association. Did you change your clock machines?
Yeah, did you? What's it about?
No, you said it wrong, though. Did you set it back or forward an hour?
Was it matter?
Because you said it wrong and you're causing a problem with the space-time continuum right now. It's detected at your house. That's why we're giving you a call to fix your clocks as soon as possible, please. You're messing up the... Huh?
Okay, move it.
No, wait a minute. But tell me, wait a minute. What time did you set it to, you asshole? Jerk off. You didn't answer my fucking question. I'm going to confuse them and tell them they were supposed to set it back, not forward. No, it's back, right? You fall back. You fall back and you spring forward. So I'm going to tell people that they got it wrong.
Set it forward an hour, and then I say, no, wait a minute, you got to set it forward another hour, because now you're compensating. I'm going to make
you
it
see,
very confusing.
Moon and I are neighbors. He's from Lancashire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. Makes perfect sense. Let's call Ann Griffin and tell them about the clocks being wrong. They got the wrong clocks. Clocks are messed up.
If you're in the 98.6 mouth chat, you know what we're talking about. If you're not, you need to join it now.
Yeah, madhouselive.com/chat. Join everybody in there. A lot of people on there.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
All right.
6494.
I beg your pardon?
6494. What's your 20? Hello?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, hey, is this the Griffin?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, big guy? I'm calling.
Why don't you go to sleep? It's too early.
No, wait a minute now. Listen, sir. This is urgent matter here. Now, you got a problem over there with the clocks, and you need to fix them. You understand, old man? Old man.
He's a racist.
He's a racist. Old man, I command you to speak. There, hang up. All right, we'll call somebody else. Yes, Milkman, he's a racist. I got it. Okay. I heard you.
Oh, we're anti-gay. That means you're racist. That's what Kitty K. Doesn't Kitty K say that?
I'm anti-gay. Anti-gay.
No, Cyan Pranks is another one. They're too good for each other. They can't take a joke. They can't take a fucking joke. Well, I'm a prank caller. I can't take a joke. When?
Listen, ladies.
I'm a gay.
I'm a gay prank caller.
Yeah.
Make gay prank calls and I make real good. Gay pranks. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, big girl. Listen, I'm calling from the United States of America Maritime Time Control Consortium. You guys got a problem with your clocks over there. You sent them the wrong way.
Right.
Speak up.
Yes, what's the problem?
What time? Well, did you put your clocks back or forward?
Back.
You're supposed to put them forward.
No.
This year we're doing it backwards. We're going to go an hour, we're going to spring forward in the fall and fall back in the spring.
I don't mean to be rude, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, no, but it's not really 4 o'clock. Listen, stupid, it's 6 o'clock. Change the time. Hurry up. I'll wait here. You're causing a rift in the space-time continuum. Hello, sir? Sir? All right.
We let her know. That showed her. It's not 4, actually. It's 6. Oh. And we have another... Let's do it.
Fucking Tom Morello, huh? He has a fucking guitar machine. Love that Rage Against the Machine. Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, big girl. I'm Valente. I'm calling from the United States National Time Consortium, the National, the Naval Training Center in Vermont.
You've actually just woke me up, and I don't think I'm really very pleased. This is a private call.
Oh, yeah, I understand. No, there's a problem with the clocks over there and with the time consortium. You understand? You set your clocks wrong. Did you set your clock back or forward?
You actually are ringing a private line, and I have nothing to do with anything you've been ringing.
No, wait a minute. You're supposed to change your clocks. Your clock, the time, the change clock time. Remember? You change your clock? Okay. Oh, man. I'm going to start waking people up just telling them, hey, your sister, wake up.
I'm not pleased with you at all.
I guess you forgot to put your clock back. Now you're late for work. Doesn't make any sense. You'd be early.
But I won't tell them that. Big girl, that is the best. Yes, it is. I love saying big girl. Hey, big girl. The best is when they would say big girl to people when I was looking for jobs. There was one lady that took really big offense to it a few times. There's that one episode. She's like,
I like them jobs, dude. We got to do a day call. We got to do a day show one of these times again, a job hunt show.
Yeah, there was an episode once where I called the lady 3 times, and the first 2 times, he's like, oh, the first time I called her, hey, big girl, she got upset. I called her back. She's like, you're the one that just called me saying, hey, big girl, so no. And she hung up. And I called back a little later with a different voice. And again, I had her, like, she's all ready to take my resume and all this stuff. And I said, yeah, I got your email address. It's biggirl@biggirlsforjobs.com. And she goes, oh, you're funny. You're funny. And goodbye. And she hung up. Oh, that was the best. All right, let's call this Fag Jeff. I'm sorry, I keep saying gay, anti-gay stuff. You're right. Maybe it means I am a gay in real life.
Because
of Sigmund Freud, yeah, because he's... Sigmund Freud.
So much sense.
I think Sigmund Freud just had all the obsessions that he kept talking
just
about.
Just because you like ass fucking, automatically you're gay.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk on it, no? Griffins is the racist. And Griffin is the racist guy on TV. Yes, that's right. But it's fun to talk about the clocks. Nunu,
okay,
come on.
You know what? I've been reading this all night. This guy named Griffin is a racist. We got it.
We got it, yeah.
Congratulations.
Hi.
He's a racist. If I don't want to do the racist thing, all right, we'll call him. Let's call the last one back and ask her about the racist thing. The one that talked to us, the older guy. The guy that talked to us, actually, he talked some shit. Let's see. The first Griffin, I'm going to call him back and we'll ask him about the racist thing. You're right, Nunu. I'm sorry.
He said to tell his mother.
He said we do.
His mother lives there.
He's okay, Nunu.
I'm going to accuse him of being a racist. A racist, non-clock moving motherfucker.
Hello?
Hey, listen, you racist people over there didn't change your clocks over.
What are you up to? Why don't you go to sleep and let us sleep as well?
Why don't you stop being racist people? See, no, there you go.
What are you up to?
Stop hating blacks. Start hating blacks.
Yeah.
Be racist.
What do they have against the Irish?
Yeah, the Irish, right? Oh, because they're Irish, that's why. Mostly.
What about the Scots? Why do they got a problem with the Welsh?
Dude, I don't know. They all hate each other. It's like Palestine over there. All right, let's see what else we got.
That's right next door to Nunu's town, Wankershire, England.
Man, what are we in the show? I like this song. There we go. An ancient clan disagreement. Yeah, probably, Kokanee. Is that what it is? Probably. How about fucking your cousins? Trevor Williams. Let's do it.
I'm just taking a wild guess there.
That sounds about right.
I had a funny idea right now, something I could do.
Hello?
Yeah, I need you to send a signal to my cable box to restart it, please. It's not working. Hello? That's what I was thinking to do, though. I'm going to call Comcast and have them send a signal, like, you know, to restart the cable, the TV out there in the living room. And Athena's watching it. She'll not be able to watch her show. She'll get mad.
That was funny, ass. We used to do those calls to BT. Remember when Jin used to come on the show?
Who? Never heard of him.
I haven't heard of him for a long time. What the hell happened to him?
All right, William. Must be fun.
Yes, hello, I'm the racist policeman, and I like to beat up black people for no reason just because they're black. Is this understood? Hello? Hello? Please speak, I command you to speak. Jerk.
You know who? I don't know where that came from. I'm the racist policeman. Alright, you know what? I'm
out. Pearson, man.
Yeah, you know what? I'm out of here. Milkman, take us out of here. Thank you.
Edermon, you dough. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. That's right, your latest edition of the Madhouse right here. Now, 88.6 The Mouth. I want to especially thank our numbers hitman. That's right. Also, I want to thank our special representative in Lancashire, England, Sir Nunu, my neighbor. Thank you so much for joining us. Kokanee, our news reporter here in the Madhouse. Thank you so much. Chuck, our artiste extraordinaire. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff, you're a sellout. You know that?
I'm a what?
You're a fucking sellout.
A sellout?
Sellout, yeah, you sold out, man. Are you fucking ratted out on a bunch of fucking people? What the fuck's up with that, right? You sellout.
How am I a sellout?
You know, they're just going to fucking use you anyway when you get up ahead. All they're going to do is fucking use your ass. Such a fucking sellout. White boy sellout, man.
Oh, yeah?
You're an asshole, bro, for real. After what you did to me and my girl.
What did I do to you?
What did they offer? What did they offer you? What did you get?
What the fuck you talking about?
What the fuck did you get, asshole? What did you get? Because I want that fucking shit right now. I want half of that fucking shit. You understand? I want half of that fucking shit.
I don't know what you're talking about,
bro. You know what? I'm gonna fuck up your car.
Are you?
You're going to go to your car when it's going to be all fucked up, man. It's going to be all fucked up. I'm going to rip all the fucking the seats. I'm going to rip the fucking seats up, man. I'm going to break the fucking light bulbs. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna take a knife. I'm gonna pop two of the tires on opposite ends. So you gotta fucking move the jack and everything fucking two times, asshole.
All right.
All right. There you go. That's Jeff, everybody.
That's for the Chris Eller break. He wanted us to call Jeff for some reason or another.
There you have it.
He's pissed him off so much that he needs to piss him off back. Well, there you go. We talked about that. All right, Milkman, where were you?
Oh, I was thanking, artiste extraordinaire, Mr. Tuck. Thank you so much for joining us. And also all of our friends over there in the Madhouse chat, MST3Play, DC Loke, Game Green, Fish Jug, Brennan, Sean, and NorCal. I saw Test Tip. Thanks a lot for everybody for joining in. But especially you, that's right, our listener. I'd like to thank you because every week we do this for free. That's right, absolutely. No dime from you. All we do is ask for your time. So do not miss the next installment of The Man House right here at 98.6 The Mouth. Next Thursday, same bat cave, same bat town, same bat time. But without our fearless leader, the General Lissimo of The Man House, what will we do? God bless you, hermanito. Over to you, big boss.
All right, thank you, Milkman. I would like to thank all of you for listening tonight. Everybody who Milkman mentioned already, TuckerMike.com, that's his website for Tuck, TuckerMike.com. Tuck as
happy
in
Happy Halloween,
Tuck.
Everybody. Whoopee.
Happy Halloween. Hey, Tuck, you got some? Did you upload anything to your website for Halloween? Did you have any special pictures or anything? What's going on with that?
Not really, but I mean, you can go to the blog portion of the Revolutech. Click on Revolutech, you can see all kinds of Halloween-y kind of shit.
Yeah.
I found thought was cool and put it up there. There are some sketches and stuff, which is not exactly Halloween related, but it's cool.
I get it. All right. Yeah.
There's a couple of days.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it. All right.
Just a couple days left.
Just a couple days left. That's right. Everybody, seriously, go visit Tuck's website. Go visit Milkman's MySpace. And MadhouseLife.com is where you've been all night. I know you've been there. Doggies. Catch you next week. Thank you.
You're a donkey, Mr. Boy.
Maggie's Pie no more. 98.6
The Mouth.